Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate it when we do this because then you guys are going to... We want to talk about weird food combos, mm-hmm. but then you guys tend to like the next day want to try some of them.
Yeah.
And the only time it's actually kind of worked out is when we tried mustard on watermelon.
Yeah, that was pretty
good.
That
was not that bad.
No, it wasn't. I don't like mustard at all. And I tried it and it was pretty good.
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of seeds.
Oh my God.
You can buy
God.
Seedless watermelon.
I don't like a lot of processed food.
Okay, here's...
that's a joke. Can't mess with nature.
Okay. We want your weird food combos. And there's a whole list of things. This was running around on Reddit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And... watermelon's in there again, this time with feta cheese.
Delicious.
Disgusting.
That's a popular salad where you get like the leafy greens, mm-hmm. watermelon, feta, balsamic. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
It's delicious.
Gross. Feta, first off, feta can die in a fire.
No,
feta
it's one of the best.
Worst of all
it's
cheeses.
One of the best cheeses.
I don't like crumbly or cheese to me has to be set up. I like harder cheeses. I'm not a big fan of the brie or
really?
The
really?
Like,
brie is the butter of cheese. Oh,
gross.
It's so good.
It's so gross. And
you don't deserve the fancy charcuterie boards.
Good. No, I don't. Charcuterie board to me is like got smoked goudas on it or like
you need a soft
goudas
cheese.
Or like.
Like a Colby Jack. Like a.
You have the palate of a 4-year-old.
And like a Ritz cracker.
Yeah. Oh. Dude,
like some pepperoni.
That Hormel version of a charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at him like, what kind of person buys that? I now know exactly who the person is.
I do. What? It's good. It's a good
it's
eating.
Not.
It's not all crumbly like a brie.
Brie's not crumbly. It's like,
what's the other one? Feta? Is feta the crumbly
one? Feta is crumbly.
I'm literally Googling
Please.
These cheeses because I don't know what they are.
If you're listening right now, just stop. Just change the station. This is not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other food? Because I could just keep reading off.
I do have another watermelon one that I actually...
We don't want all watermelon.
I know, but this one's super recent and a wonderful...
Dane.
And that's common.
Okay.
No, but a wonderful listener, her name's Sherry, brought it in.
That was vile. I can't
believe...
It's
so good.
That's so disgusting.
Pickled watermelon.
That like
delicious.
When you opened that jar, I was like, I could not get out of the room fast enough.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's so good.
I understand pickling other things. I've had pickled okra and pickled asparagus and whatever, but watermelon?
Yeah.
No. You said the salad with the watermelon and the feta and the leafy greens and balsamic, right?
Yeah.
I read somebody saying balsamic is good on ice cream. And that person...
I have heard that before.
That's
where
disgusting.
It's on specifically vanilla ice cream.
Why would that?
I don't know, because you're getting the salty sweet. I'm assuming it's kind of
I'm
close.
Not a fan of that.
Really? You
don't
dip
like to
fries?
Combine them very... The people who dip fries, I understand
so
why you're
good.
Doing it. First off, the ice cream has to be soft.
Yeah.
Which, good luck at McDonald's. Oh, ice cream machine's broken again. But like, Wendy's is a frosty. But like, I'll do one and go, no, I don't. What?
Oh, it's
no.
so good.
No, it's not.
I think you get enough of that flavor, like just kind of going back and forth, just eating the meal. I don't need to dunk the fry
in. I don't need to
actually
combine
it. I've got enough salt in my, I just always kind of have salt in my mouth from whatever I just ate. You can guarantee there's salt residue probably.
The Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
I don't, what, how do you?
Are you okay?
How are you okay?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm wondering about putting the
have you had your sodium levels ever checked?
I have, yeah.
And?
Yeah, well, I ran, I had my blood sugar tested and I ran it by Erin, who's just a bad, because she's diabetic. And she's like, those seem great. And I'm like, all right. Good enough for me.
Okay.
Good enough.
That is not okay.
I don't think that's how it works, but
No, I don't like mixing the salty and the sweet. I'm not a huge fan of that. Like, people are like, oh my God, you try this restaurant, their chicken and waffles is great. It's like,
do you not like? No.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles are
what
good.
What about like a candied bacon or something? Like maple syrup and bacon.
I can do that, but I'd rather have, like, when I get a bacon flight, I was just at eat.
Oh.
And they add a bacon flight. By the way, it's because they have an
exclamation. I know, it's so aggressive.
It's like, eat! I'm like, whoa.
Look at
whoa.
It's a lot.
It. It's all caps and an exclamation point. Relax, eat.
Just give me a second.
Calm down. But no, they had a bacon flight and they had a jalapeno one that I was like,
ooh,
could not get enough of. And the other one, it's just like syrup on there. I don't get it.
I'll eat my
bacon with my pancakes if the like stuff is like, some of the syrup got on it, like sausage gets a little syrup on it. I'm okay with it, but I'm not seeking it out.
Mm.
I'm not like grabbing sausage and like running it.
Have you ever had chocolate covered bacon?
I have not.
Mm. It's pretty good.
It seems like you're doing something that doesn't have to be done. Like chocolate, like not everything is that magical moment where Mr. Chocolate was walking around the corner and Mr. Peanut Butter came around and like, oh, two great tastes a day. They can just be two great tastes and they don't have to taste great together. Mm-hmm. We don't have to combine. Although that's exactly what we're asking you to call it.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so I take it back. We want to hear, instead of poo-pooing them, we want to hear what is a food combination we've never thought of that is amazing. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's another peanut butter cup one.
With what?
Lemon sorbet.
Gross.
With peanut butter and lemon?
Yeah.
Peanut butter, chocolate, and lemon.
No.
Can you even taste the lemon? It seems like it would
I think the lemon would overpower it. Yeah, it'd be gross. I don't get it.
I'd be down. I like all of those things.
Yeah. What I like to do is I take like a pudding cup and then a pack of Smarties. And I'll put the Smarties in the chocolate pudding cup. You mix them up.
You need to retest your blood sugars.
You said I'm fine, Aaron.
What?
That was before I knew you were doing that. Okay,
All right. I'm going to run one past Aaron.
Okay.
You, as a listener, as a fun listener, could just drop off a jar of pickled watermelon and Aaron will eat it.
I know.
With zero care.
I trust her.
You like all things pickled.
Yes.
And you really like pickles.
I love pickles.
Imagine this. Get a pickle out.
All right.
A little pickle spear. Not a whole pickle. You need it. You need some of the wet surface area. So you need a cut.
Okay.
Right? Now sprinkle that bad boy with Kool-Aid powder.
Do you know what flavor?
It doesn't say.
What?
But it's one of the food combos that people are saying you got to try. Because you got the vinegar.
I'd be down.
You are such a nasty human.
I know.
I don't know if I could do it. I remember one of my friends had like a Gatorade mix, kind of like Kool-Aid, but just the powder, and we would just eat the powder one afternoon.
I used to do that.
We just ate it all after, and then we got super sick.
But that's
sick.
The one with sugar in it. You wouldn't eat the regular one.
No, just the powder.
But it's got sugar in it.
No,
it
doesn't.
There's two kinds of Kool-Aid powder.
But this was Gatorade, the one that we had. But it's the same thing. Like the powder, I'm nervous of the powder. It makes me sick.
I'm a hard pass.
Well, you did too much.
Never mind. I am off topic, but like when I'm super hungover and like this is way a long time ago, I don't do it anymore. Because I don't get hungover anymore. Oh. That's the check. You don't want to put water in your body, but you want the electrolytes.
Yeah.
I'll pixie stick the Pedialyte. They make the Pedialyte powder.
Oh.
You just chew it up.
I keep those in my car.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you ever put it on a pickle, though?
You know what? That might actually be good because the sodium from pickles like helps or something. Mm. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to try everything you suggest. Tell us your weird food combos. 303-222-5423.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to talk about... Sorry. We're trying to talk about weird food combinations.
Yeah.
It's just weird because sometimes we're just really mean to each other just seconds before.
We?
To each other?
sorry, Tiak. I didn't mean to call you.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Uncle Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, what's your weird food combo?
When I was young and youngest of nine, poor family, we went in the fridge, me and my sister, and there was dill pickles and peanut butter. And
no.
We tried it, and it's not bad, actually.
Okay. I'd be down to try it.
No.
What a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, that's how I pick all my restaurants. No, you should eat there. It's not bad.
Yeah, try it, damn it. Okay.
Well, it's not like, obviously, the celery with peanut butter. That's like a popular thing.
Celery doesn't taste like a pickle.
It's in the vein, I guess.
No, it's not.
Just because they're both green.
I assume they taste the same.
Do you know what's really weird is my mom actually eats this.
Really?
Like a sandwich. She makes like peanut butter and honey and pickles.
Hmm.
Which I just found. I thought it was because, she started it when she was pregnant and she just never stopped.
I might have to
She stopped
it.
Being pregnant, obviously. She just never stopped the...
Give it up, lady. We get it. It's time.
Maya?
Yay.
Weird food combos. What's yours?
Have y'all ever had peanut butter jelly on a burger?
Yeah. It's so good.
I've seen people suggesting it.
It's so good.
That's vile.
No, it's not. You got to try it. It's phenomenal.
Can I just explain something real quick? We perfected the burger like centuries ago.
Yeah.
So you can just stop. Even you people who put a fried egg on it, I understand it, but like you don't, don't. What are you doing? We already have it down. Mm-hmm. It's ketchup,
but
mustard.
But I want to mix it up a little bit.
No, you don't.
I do.
Have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So
have a burger.
Good.
Like, what makes it good?
The nuttiness of the peanut butter, and then I know, Slacker, you don't like salty and sweet, but then the sweetness of the jelly with the patty, it's just, oh my God, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So then no ketchup, no mustard, no, none of the other stuff. It's just PBJ on a burger.
Yeah, that's what I do.
With cheese, too?
Maybe a little mayo.
Somebody suggested like peanut butter and mayo, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting. What is, like, I'll just take your word for it. And Aaron...
I'm down to try anything once. Food-wise, I don't know.
We're talking about food here.
Are we, though? Are we? Jack? Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your weird food combo?
Cheeseburger, peanut butter, and a fried egg.
Well, you do both.
Oh, my God. See, now making fun of you, fried egg people. And now...
Yeah, with the I've heard of like my wife does the egg, but she
does it on a burger.
Yeah, she does it with ham too. So it's like it's just a breakfast sandwich at that point, isn't it? Just an egg.
Wait,
ham.
She puts ham on her hamburger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Interesting.
Like at home, or does she go to restaurants?
No, at restaurants. Yeah, at restaurants.
She looks a server in the eye and says, "Stop me if you've heard this. I want ham on it."
Yeah, she does. She says, "I'll do anything once."
Okay, that's okay.
I'll try. What is it? A try anything? I don't know.
Thank you.
Poor guy.
It does seem like a lot. She doesn't do it with the peanut butter is what I was going to say. To put the peanut butter and the egg.
That might be a little much.
Like now, how tall is your burger getting?
Yeah, it's just stupid.
It's fine.
If you have to like unhinge, if you're like Guy Fieri on his stupid diner show.
And
where
you have to like flip it over.
Yeah, you're like with your little T-Rex arms. And
that's gangster.
Chanda.
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
Salted potato chips, tomatoes, hamburger pickles, and mustard.
What in God's name are you talking?
What so is this on? Is it all just...
So you're putting burger toppings on chips?
Just take a good old salty Ripples potato chip, fresh tomato, hamburger pickle, slap on some mustard. So good.
They're almost like hamburger nachos. I'd be down.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.